is the Freedom Fiends, broadcasting from Pod Bay 2A, a mile above sea level at Intergalactic Prairie Studios. We alter your locus coeruleus by warming your synapses with rejuvenative radio waves. This keeps a sin flood of statism out of your brain. Can you feel it? Is it working, Randy England? Can you feel it?
Yes. Good morning, Michael. It is morning here in Missouri where I am. And I'm ready to go. What's up?
Cool, man. Yeah, Randy England is a former prosecutor, state prosecutor, and a current criminal attorney. He is not, however, a criminal attorney like on Breaking Bad. Hey, Randy, did you see that there's a spinoff of Breaking Bad coming out that's about the attorney?
I heard that there was. I didn't see how soon it was coming.
It's called Better Call Saul, and there's I don't know when it's coming out, but there's a trailer for it or a teaser for it on YouTube, and it looks pretty funny. It's it looks like it takes place before Breaking Bad, but it stars Mike, you know, his henchman.
Then it might have to be before Breaking Bad.
And this is the because Mike's dead. I actually had a theory at the end of the second to last season that Mike was still alive. But no, that was because they didn't really show his face when they showed him there in the trunk after he got shot. But who knows what these Hollywood types can type up on their word pressers in the program Final Draft that becomes a TV docudrama dramedy. But yeah, it's the clip they have on YouTube shows Mike meeting Saul, and spoiler alert, Mike roughs Saul up the first time he meets him.
Well, Saul is my favorite TV lawyer.
He really is funny. It's all good, man. All right, so I just want to get a few things out of the way. Barack Obama is a liar. He is a socialist, and his feet stink. And let's see, we're having our Christmas push for buttons, Freedom Fiends buttons. It's 10 buttons for $10, plus you get a free movie, and you get the Guns and Weed movie on a DVD with a bunch of other data stuff. It's pretty cool. It's a great deal. We barely make any money on it all. It's like $10 for 10 buttons, and I think it cost me like $9.10 for the buttons, the plastic bag, the envelope, the stamps, and that's not even counting the time I sit around stuffing buttons into bags and burning DVDs. But I really want to push these for Christmas. They make great stocking stuffers. And you can go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says buttons. And I did revamp the whole website. I had this kind of gothy, dark, cool look on the website because I really liked it. But several people told me, several people who are not quite legally blind, but close to it, told me they have trouble seeing the site the way it was. And the way I've revamped it, it's a little more boring and not as sexy and not as gothy, but it's definitely easier to read if you do not have perfect vision. So we want to be inclusive, not exclusive. So I picked function over form. And let's see what else we got. We're doing a push for donations here. It's the 2 days from now, the streaming server is due, and we've gotten some donations. Somebody donated $100. That blew me away. I don't know if I can say the guy's name. He didn't say if I could or not. If he writes me and says, yes, please say my name, I'll say it next time. But yeah, man, so we got about we need about $50 more to pay the streaming server for the next year. And that's due in 2 days. And, you know, if we don't get it, I'm going to take it out of my pocket. I'm not one of these people who's like, without your donation, philosophy will die and people will live in ditches. No, I'm like, you know, I'll pay it out of my pocket. But I like to have fiends chip in when they can. And I'm not even going to make up some, you know, chart of like, you owe us 50 cents for every show you listen to. No, man, give what you want. Give what you can. Don't bother donating if you're really, really poor, man. I don't want to take food off your table.
But, so you could, it's not going to set the Liberty Movement back 1,000 years if somebody doesn't send in $50.
No, it's going to set me back like a week. So yeah.
Or $50.
Or $50. Yeah.
Like a which week. Is about a week.
$50 is like, you know, a week's pay for me of what's left over after expenses. So yeah. It just means I won't be able to buy a new cool microphone for the next co-host we have as quickly or anything. So, go to freedomfiends.com and click on the spinning coin on any post that says donate and donate. And if you donate, if you live in the U.S., because that's the shipping I have at home, you'll get buttons anyway if you donate $10 or more. So, man, we just got so many buttons here. We got a new shipment, and I spent the night watching the show Walking Dead and putting buttons into bags. You ever watch The Walking Dead, Randy?
No.
It's a zombie
movie.
Is
that about zombies? See, zombies. I don't watch zombies.
I don't get it. You know, I don't like zombies either. But last night Chandler told me he was watching The Walking Dead, and I was like, I don't like zombies. And he's like, yeah, I hate zombies, but I like The Walking Dead. And I'm like, okay, I'll check it out because there's four seasons of it up. And I like sequential media. I don't really like movies as much as I like finding a TV show I like. And I like finding a TV show I like after there's four or five seasons up. So I don't have to sit around and wait for, another week for another episode. Although they are still making episodes of it. My problem with zombies, I kind of feel bad for the zombies, man. I mean, they're living beings that used to be human and they're suffering. And, I actually kind of feel good when someone shoots one of them in the head and puts them out of their misery, because it seems like they're in a lot of misery, but I don't cheer it. I'm not like, murder. And I'm not like, boy, I wish there were a zombie attack so I could get away with shooting humans. No, nothing like that, man. I just, I don't like to see things suffer, really.
So did you like the show?
Yeah, I like it a lot. I hate zombies.
Are you going to watch the rest of it?
I am, for a number of reasons. One, I finished all the episodes of Frasier, all 12 seasons of it. Yeah. I need something else to watch. And also, two of the Fiends hosts are really into it. And Davi's just, he goes to zombie conventions. And I want to have more to talk about with our hosts that isn't just about how horrible the government is. Although, it's kind of, the government's role in this show is kind of... it's what I believe it would be. I mean, a lot of this, spoiler alert, but a lot of this is like, men from the government with machine guns going around shooting people even before they become zombies, like preemptive care. I guess that's part of Obamacare is, if you have a cold in a zombie outbreak, they'll send some government men with guns to shoot you in the head.
The government should have no role in this show.
Yeah. Well, they finally make it to the CDC, and basically almost everyone has abandoned their post at the CDC. So
now, is this a show? Is it on Netflix?
Yeah, man, it's on Netflix.
Do you think I should check it out since I'm so,
I don't know.
I'm kind of zombie dumb.
Zombie phobic.
Zombie deprived. I don't know if I'm phobic.
I don't know, man. Can Catholics enjoy zombies? Isn't it like a sin?
Well, no.
I mean, isn't there something in the Bible about, not reanimating the dead or something like that?
No, there's not. You're not supposed to try to talk to dead spirits like a medium or something.
Right.
That never interested me much either. So
yeah,
no credit in not doing something that you're not tempted to. Right.
My mother used to go to, Christian soothsayers, Christian mediums, which is a contradiction in terms, I think.
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah, she went to this place called Lilydale, which is pretty near where we lived in upstate New York. And it's like a little kind of gated community on Chautauqua Lake where like everyone who lives there is a medium. And it's a spooky place, man. And I think they were just ripping her off. I think they were frauds, man. But who knows? I mean, hey, let me ask you this. Could you, and I didn't say it about any particular person, but what would be the things with slander or libel if you said of a soothsayer, they're a fraud?
Well, isn't that, that's pretty much just opinion.
Yeah. Would they have to prove in court that no, they actually do contact the dead?
Yeah. You would think that if they had some problem that they could win their lawsuit just by coming in and, bringing up, Ronald Reagan in the courtroom and having him testify or something. I haven't really thought about that.
What about if you say someone's running a cult? Because I know that there's a libertarian philosopher who shall not be named, Canadian guy, so-called philosopher, self-described philosopher, who has said he will sue anyone who calls him a cult. He has a lot of things that resemble other things that are called cults. And he said that. And I think it's a bluff, man, because I don't think he'd want to go into a court, because wouldn't that involve him having to prove, like the other person trying to prove he is running a cult?
Well, how much does it cost him to threaten to sue anybody that calls him a cult?
Nothing.
Well, then he's getting his money worth, that's for sure, out of this.
Yeah, I don't know, because a few people that were in his inner circle are calling him a cult, man. But he's getting sued, too, and I know that, you know, to initiate that kind of lawsuit costs, like, you know, six digits of retainer. So, yeah. A lot of, many, wouldn't you say, in your experience as an attorney, many threaten to sue, but few sue?
Oh, well, that's for sure. There's plenty of, you know, there's plenty of people out there. I mean, look at landlords. I mean, you can threaten to sue a landlord and they'll say, hey, everybody threatens to sue me.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's the way it goes. Yeah.
Yeah. I heard some of the
people say it, they don't do it.
My mother made cassette tapes of her going to see the medium. And this was like the last few years she was alive after she was diagnosed with cancer. And I think they were just bilking her money, man. I listened to a couple of the tapes and they really seemed like they were doing, what's that called, where you kind of like read some cold reading, you know, where you like get stuff out of people a little bit. And you know, like, you know, you look at someone's age and you go, you have children, right? And it's like, yeah, their age, they probably have, you know, adult children or whatever. And they just go from there. I think
it's kind of it's kind of a mirror image of what cops do with innocent defendants to get a confession.
Explain.
Well, you have this, you want one side wants to say things to the other side to get information, but they don't want the other side to know that what's going on. And so with someone who's being bilked by a fake psychic, they're going to find ways to get information out of them that they can then feed back, but the person won't know that the information that they're giving them was actually given to them by the person who's getting bilked. And when cops do get confessions, they sometimes will feed information to the defendant so the defendant can feed it back to them and they can write it down as a confession.
So police are like soothsayers with guns.
Only in reverse. And turned upside down.
They're like, there are reverse vampires, so maybe they are reverse vampires with guns.
Mm. Have to think about that during the break.
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean. This is what radio sounds like now.
Do you believe in free speech? Jay Raven had her True Shives YouTube channel taken down. We believe this censorship was wrong, and we believe the channel is a clear example of free speech. Many people are bullied on the internet, but Jay Raven actually stood up to the bullying. She has filed a self-defense lawsuit against the individuals who took down the channel. The outcome of this suit could be very important to the future of free speech. Learn more at trueshibes.com. That's Tango, Romeo, Uniform, Sierra, Hotel, India, Bravo, Echo, Sierra.com. Trueshibes.com.
Hey, this is Squiscar Squig Elves from Death Clocks, and you are listening to the Freedoms Fiends on the, you know, the radios. And I guess it says worms now, so there you go.
You've read books, attended lectures, and you know the Constitution well enough to know it's a well-crafted blueprint to create an ever-increasing federal empire. But there's still one thing missing.
Buttons!
Freedom Fiends now has buttons. You'll get State Speech is Hate Speech, Guns and Weed, Buy Sheep for Sheep on Sheep, and two designs for the Freedom Fiends. Wear them with pride. Use them to start conversations with statists.
It's only $10 for 10 buttons, including shipping.
Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says Buttons.
What does freedom mean? Tune in to LRN.FM to find out. LRN.FM is the Liberty Radio Network. A collection of live talk radio and podcasts, all coming from a principled pro-liberty perspective. LRN.FM show hosts aren't left, right, or conspiracy kooks. You can tune in 24/7 to LRN.FM via your phone, computer, satellite, and more. Listen free anytime at LRN.FM. That's LRN.FM.
Thank you.
Wampus Cat, Wampus Cat. Randy England's the Wampus Cat. And I am the, what am I? I forget. The something hamster. Steel hamster. Iron hamster.
Steel. That's
it. I was going to say the Insomniac hamster. That's more what it feels like. But yeah, we're having a contest. We're giving away some virtual private network accounts, VPN accounts, 30-day accounts from Bola VPN. That's BOLEHVPN.net. They're a great company. I use them. They provide VPNs, which keeps your surfing safe, so your internet service provider can't see where you're going. They just see you connecting to, like, you know, Guam or Malaysia, like, once all day, and then they can't see it. It's encrypted. They can't see what sites you're visiting. And we're giving away some 30-day accounts, trial accounts, for free for the Freedom Fiends. And they also offer torrent seed boxes, which is if you're torrenting the Fiends or want to torrent other things and don't want to leave a computer on all night, torrent seed boxes are available and affordable and great. And you can also torrent Seedbox through a VPN. I've done that before, too, through the Bola VPN. So if you want to win one of those accounts, here's what I'm having people do. I'm having people review the Freedom Fiends, write something good about us somewhere other than on our site or, you know, on your usual Facebeef account or something. You know, go write something somewhere where people who wouldn't see it otherwise will see it. Like, review it on iTunes or, you know, review it on some forum that you're on or, you know, any, or if you have a popular blog or a semi-popular blog, but, and just send us a link to it or send us a screenshot to it. And the best ones will win. And that's ending in a few days. So go ahead and get on that if you want one. And, yeah, so we're going to talk about a friend of ours, Nicole, whose mother got really badly messed with by the police. Do you want to read this, Rand, or do you want me to read it?
I'd be glad to.
this is from GoFundMe. GoFundMe.com/please help Donna. And this is written by Nicole. Nicole's a good friend of ours in person. We hung out with her every day at Porkfest. And she was also topless at Porkfest, but I didn't get to see that. So, yeah. But, you know, I'm just saying that because people might remember her. Out of the 2,000 people there, she was the lady that was topless, and then people asked her to put on her top. That's probably not the best thing to say when I'm trying to raise money for her mother's legal defense, but it might be for some people, because if you're at Porkfest and you were there early in the day, you remember that. Okay,
she's a spirited woman.
There you go. Yeah, it was just hot. I mean, she wasn't like trying to make a statement or anything or be sexual or anything. She was just like, it's really hot, all the guys have their shirts off, why can't I? So go ahead, Randy.
Well, it says, my stepmother, Donna Merritt, was in a terrible accident on November the 7th, in which she swerved to avoid a deer and ended up going down a hill and into a creek. She had to be mercy flighted to the hospital, but before she got in the helicopter, the police wanted her to sign a consent form so that they could draw blood and check for alcohol. She had not drank in 3 years and just wanted to get the help she needed, so she just went along with it. The tox screen came back completely clean. But when the DA, Richard Healy in Wayne County, he presumed that this accident was alcohol related. And because the paramedic said that he thought he smelled alcohol, though most likely it was the Italian dressing going on the food she was picking up for dinner, he was going to have her processed as such. November 26, she was coerced into finding a ride to the Macedon police station so they could process her. If she didn't willingly go there, they threatened to send someone to the house to get her and add yet another false charge, resisting arrest. Her court date is December 30th. She needs a lawyer ASAP. She spoke with an attorney with a very good reputation for what she's dealing with, and his fee is $2,500, which she absolutely does not have. Donna is disabled, as is my father, and she's doing the best she can to continue to care for him despite the injuries she received in the accident. They lost their only vehicle in the accident, and the insurance company won't cover anything at all because they didn't see any evidence of a deer after going down a hill, sitting in the water for a couple hours, being winched back up the hill, and then sitting for 5 days at a shop. She needs to have surgery to reconstruct her nose after it was broken and split open. She's going through so much right now, and this hassle and humiliation is the last thing she needs. I'm trying to raise money on this site because Donna and my dad don't have a computer and know practically nothing about the internet. So they have no idea that options like this are even available. I just don't want to see her get a public defender and risk having things turn out bad. She should not be charged with a single thing and should not pay a dime, not even the court fee.
And we're going to link that on the Freedom Fiend site tonight at freedomfiends.com. But if you want to do it right now, it's gofundme.com/pleasehelpDonna. We'll be back after this trip to the market.
Listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and some of his weird friends. And yes, we're broadcasting this into space.
Now that the elections are over and liberty has slipped even further away, it's time to try yet another political organization. Campaign for a Longer Leash is a nonpartisan group of pups and dogs dedicated to fighting for longer leashes for all. We're not talking about no leashes, that would be catarchy. We just want the limited leash that the Hounding Fathers promised us. As Bone Barklin once said, a longer leash if you can keep it, ma'am. For more info, go to facebook.com/campaignforalongerleash.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So we're talking about our friend Nicole's mom, who got shook up by the, shook up in an accident and then shook down by the police. And that happens more and more, where these people that are, you know, have these, you know, it's kind of funny, they always have these like to protect and serve, you know, kind of municipal mottos on their police cars. It's kind of like how the more of the people and equitable a country's name sounds, the more likely they're run by a warlord who's living in luxury while everyone's starving, like, you know, the People's Benevolent Republic of the Congo, that kind of thing. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of those in Africa, and probably have been a few in South America throughout the years. But yeah, man, they're not of the people, and they the police aren't your friends generally. And in this case, too, I would say the EMT is not your friend. You know, they say, oh, we smelled alcohol. They smelled a vinaigrette salad. So. What say you, counselor?
Yeah, the paramedics, when they come out there and you think they're there to help you and to treat you, but it's what they're really doing is gathering evidence to turn over to the police.
I remember asking a friend of mine who used to do a lot of camping when I was about 21. I asked a friend of mine, he was talking about running into a forest ranger, and I said, what are the designations of forest rangers? You know, are they police? Do they have powers of arrest? And he's like, yeah, but you know, a-holes don't say, I want to be a forest ranger when I grow up, you know, but he said, but also you don't walk up to one of them smoking a joint. And then that went into this discussion of like, you know, the creeps, the bullies all want to be police when they grow up. And not firemen and EMTs. But I don't know if people who are bullies want to grow up to be firemen and EMTs, but more and more they're put in the position by the bully police of being bullies, you know, of, you know, things like there was a case not that long ago where an elderly man was having an asthma attack. His adult son called 911. The EMT showed up. And the guy was like kind of disoriented because he was having an asthma attack and he was elderly. And, you know, the EMTs called the police and the police showed up and shot the guy and murdered him. And that stuff happens all the time. And they don't serve a day in jail. If anything, they get a, you know, 2-week paid vacation.
Like the video. This is what happens when you call the cops.
You see that that snake Obama, that skunk Obama just designated that he was going to be benevolent and take a bunch of stolen government money. Oh, all government money is stolen. I'm not saying he, you know, did anything out of the ordinary, but he's, you know, using his magic pen to order a bunch of body cameras for police around the country. And that's, you know, as government moves go, I don't hate that one, but I don't think it's going to change anything. There are all sorts of, you know, cases where police have beat to death people who were unarmed and often not even resisting. And there's video of it, you know, either a citizen video or, you know, a video camera in front of a store or body camera video in some cases. But We'll see. I would recommend, I'm wondering how the thing with Nicole's, and I don't want to play money back quarterback, but I'm wondering how that thing would have played differently with Nicole's mom if she'd had car cameras. You can get car cameras really cheap now, you know, for about $120. You can have cameras recording to a hard drive in the front of your car and the back of your car. And I actually have a friend that is going to release this video he made with his car camera after the insurance company clears it up. It was basically he was driving down the street, and there's footage of this. I've seen the footage of this. It's not public yet, but it's going to be public. It's a good friend of ours. I've mentioned many times on here. He's a good friend of the Fiends. And there's footage. It's pretty awesome footage. It's about 20 minutes long total. But it could be, he's probably going to, I told him he should edit it down to like 3 minutes of highlights and then also link the unedited footage, so nobody says he's done anything funny. But it's basically, he's driving down the street. There's a guy in front of him. Guy in front of him just stops in the middle of the street. No warning. Just bam, stops. My friend's sitting there waiting. The guy's trying to parallel park. It's an older guy. He seems a little out of it when he gets out of the car and starts yelling. So he, my friend can't back up because there's now another car behind him. And the guy literally intentionally like backed into him and broke his taillight, you know, cause he wouldn't move back.
You mean the guy broke his own tail?
No. Well, he smashed his car into my friend's car and broke broke his taillight and broke my friend's front light. And he got out of the car. Like he didn't finish parking. He just held up in this line of traffic down the block. He gets out of his car and starts yelling. And I think the reason that he felt that he could do that was he was a union guy about to go to a union picket line. And this was right in front of like, you know, there were like 10 young muscular union guys watching the whole thing. And he got out and started just got up in my young muscular friend's face and started yelling at him, this, you know, cranky old loon. And like saying, you ran into me, you hit me. And like, he's like, no, I didn't. And my friend never said, I have a camera on my car. He just let the guy lie over and over and over. And it's, you know, it's a state where it's legal to film like that on your car. And the guy's like, I'm not letting you, my friend's like, well, let's exchange insurance information and then we can be on our way. And he's like, no, I'm calling the police. And he calls the police. The police show up pretty quick, like 5 minutes or something. And the police take a statement from the guy in front of my friend's car. The guy lies outright. And also says my friend was threatening him, and he did never threatened him.
And is the camera rolling?
The camera's rolling. I watched the whole like 25 minutes.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And my friend talked to the cop and told the truth. And, you know, basically like the thing with the cops is like, they don't want to come for something like that. They generally don't, but, you know, if someone's not hurt, they don't really need to show up and they don't want to, but, the guy just lied on camera to the cop and to my friend. And my friend told the truth over and over and over. And, you know, then the cop said, all right, let's get this traffic moving, get out of here, exchange your information, and got them out of there. But it was pretty funny, man. And it was, and like the union guys were coming over, like being kind of like puffing their chest out. Like, you know, if you need us to back you up, we will. And it was just like union thuggery.
You mean to back up the liar?
Yeah. Yeah. Before the cop got there. And then after the cop got there, they were kind of like waiting in the wings. Like, do you need us to come lie for you? Kind of like that kind of vibe. But
they should have all paraded up and lied on camera. And then when the whole thing was done, each one of them would have committed a misdemeanor, a false report if they'd have done that.
Yep. And, you know, I'm wondering like how this thing with Nicole's mom would be different. And again, I'm not playing Monday morning quarterback, but I'm just saying like, you know, if she had a camera that showed a deer hitting the car, you know, running in front of the car or whatever, might've made it.
I guess it would depend on what she was charged with. If it's a DWI, that would probably just be kind of a secondary issue.
Well,
DWI would be the key thing.
But the weird thing is it, you know, it sounds like the blood test showed nothing.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's good. I mean, you know, a lot of times, you know, when we defense attorneys, somebody hires us, we have to just do the best we can. And the state's got a good case. It'd be really nice if they could get her out from under this, you know, rather than just getting the best they can.
You know, in Wyoming, a lot of times people get out of DUIs because they are able to prove that the, you know, the thing you blow into the meter is not calibrated correctly. They're really commonly not calibrated correctly. Do you have that in your state?
Oh, sure. All the police use that here, but they are commonly well taken care of. And the people that are charged with calibrating those machines and maintaining them are typically pretty good here.
Yeah, they're not here. I mean, you know, the reason they're not here is because it's Wyoming and it's technology. I mean, seriously, man, when you watch like anything with technology that's, you know, above an internal combustion engine or an oil drill here, and I'm not saying people are stupid here, I'm just saying like people that are really technically able with computer type stuff tend to leave the state and go get jobs elsewhere. I mean, you can see it when you look at like any locally produced state TV or any TV, like the channel that Nima Vidadi used to be on when he was here, when he was doing the news here. I flip it on once in a while and it's like, you know, the aspect ratio is off sometimes. The sound is bad sometimes. You know, they use low def mixed with high def. They really don't know how to produce video and audio very well. Like stuff that's done correctly in every other town I've ever lived in, you know? Yeah.
I've visited Wyoming, but I don't remember what the TV was like.
Was it back when TV was over the air?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
What were you going to say about public defenders?
Well, she mentioned in the GoFundMe appeal that she really wants to hire this attorney who she feels good about and doesn't really want to see her get the public defender, she said, and risk having things that turn out bad. The thing about public defenders, probably a third of the people that call me and say, I want to talk to you. I just can't get the public defender. Don't know that the public defenders are lawyers, but they do know that they don't want them. And I tell you, I wouldn't want one either.
That's my wife works for an attorney too, and she gets that phone call a lot too. They don't know. They think a public defender is like, oh, I don't know, a notary public or something.
Maybe so. Well, the problem with the public defender is not that they're no good. You can go and get
in. They don't have time.
They don't have time. You can get a batch of lawyers, and there'd be some good ones in the bunch, and there'd be some turkeys in the bunch.
Yeah,
don't let having a license fool you. That doesn't guarantee anything.
There's a common misunderstanding, you know, of the people who actually do realize that public defenders are attorneys and don't think they're, you know, clerks or something. There's a common misbelief that I hear parroted a lot, which is that public defenders are always fresh out of law school. And that's not true at all.
I think
that actually comes from a single John Grisham movie. I think that's where people got that idea. But there are experienced, really good attorneys who do some public defender work. One of the reasons they do public defender work is because they don't have to chase down the bill. You know, the government pays.
I know a lot of lifetime public defender people that have been doing it 30 years.
They just don't have the time to do it.
They do not have the time. They have too many cases.
The government won't pay them to fight very hard against the government. And that takes time to research and all that. All right, we'll be back on The Fiends.
You and the hamster in your brain are listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends.
The Central Scrutinizer is a Soviet-style Leviathan trying to keep track of all you do. That's why I use a VPN or virtual private network from Bola VPN. Bola VPN is inexpensive, secure, and will allow you to use your computer without leaving a trail. Bola VPN is now also offering torrent seed boxes for safely sharing media with the world. And if you open a support ticket saying you heard about them from the Freedom Fiends, they'll add 3 extra days free. That's Bola VPN at BOLEHVPN.net.
Are you tired of your taxes funding endless occupations around the world? Antiwar.com is run by people who understand that wars abroad become wars at home, wars on our freedoms. Antiwar.com is dedicated to bringing you the latest in news, views, interviews, and reviews from the top movers and shakers in the anti-occupation movement. Antiwar.com has it all, from thorough foreign policy analysis to interviews with whistleblowers who used to run the military-industrial complex. Anti-war, pro-free market.
That's antiwar.com.
Freedom Fiends. And we're talking about DIY, do-it-yourself. Like the do-it-yourself funding that Nicole's doing at GoFundMe.com/... What is it again? GoFundMe.com/pleasehelpDonna. And, you know, there's actually another funding site that's when you put it in, it says it's coming soon, but it says go fund yourself. That's kind of crass. Can you say it on the radio? Go fund yourself. I guess you can.
You just did.
You can of this late at night. All the kids are asleep. So if they're not, if your kids are listening to the radio, you're probably not being a good parent because kids should be asleep right now. All right. So I was talking about DIY stuff, do it yourself stuff, and you called it DIY, and a lot of people do that, and I never know why.
And I told you know why.
Tell me why.
I know that it's DIY, but I keep wanting to say DY. What did I just DIY?
Yeah.
For one thing, they rhyme. The other one is I'm so accustomed to FYI.
That's it.
That it's hard to break it out of your head.
I think that's it. Yeah, Mark Edge said DIY the other day.
Yeah.
And you heard
it. And everybody knows what it means.
Yeah, Mark's a hip guy, but I know it's DIY, and that's like in my DNA because I was in punk.
You wrote a book on
well,
that.
Well, before that, because I was in punk rock, and that was kind of the battle cry of punk rock was, do it yourself or die. And what that basically means is, if you don't, it doesn't mean you'll die. It just means your visibility will die. DIY, do it yourself, DIY or die, do it yourself or die means if you don't put out your record or your book or your t-shirts, no one's going to come along and do it for you. And this was pre-internet. I mean, we used to, we'd go and we'd save up our money. We'd do construction jobs and do paid drug testing at hospitals where they'd try, untested drugs on us and anything we could to scrape up enough money to go into a recording studio, a little 8-track studio someone had in their home and record our record in one day, record it and mix it in one day. And then, we'd press vinyl. We'd send it off, send the tape off, send the artwork off, and pay money and get vinyl pressed up, 7-inch records, 12-inch records. And I did several records that way. I also did some records on some independent labels and then one on a major label. But, I never felt as alive in my life, I think, as I did when we had the first record I did. It was a 7-inch EP by my band Baby Opaque. And we didn't have money to pay for the covers. So we just got like the records on a spindle in a box. And we had a friend that worked at Kinko's and we had him print up some covers on cardstock. And we had a party and bought some cheap beer and had about 20 friends come over and we put the records together. We had a record putting together party before we could have a record release party. So we had to like take razor blades, cut the top off a big sandwich bag that would fit the record, fold the cover over. The records came in a white sleeve, not in a spindle. They were in boxes. DVDs came in spindles when you didn't pay to get the covers done. But we just put them together. And like, I have such vivid memories of that. And that was 30 years ago, man. And I remember that, better than like what I talked about on the radio last night, which is not to say I didn't have fun on the radio last night. It's just, we do a lot of this now. I mean, this is like the Freedom Fiends episode 562 or 61, something like that. But yeah, man. So what DIY things do you like to do, Randy?
DIY, do yourself in.
Do yourself in.
It doesn't make any sense either, does it?
No.
What do you mean? You mean like hobbies and stuff?
I guess that's a thing. Yeah.
Hobbies, I mean, some things you do, you were talking about, you recorded on tape, you did it as good as you could with the money that you had, which wasn't much at one point.
Right.
And back in the old days, it was cost a lot more to do things that cost nothing now. Right.
Right.
But I mean, literally,
we reach more people on the air doing this show on a weekend when we're on more stations than like every person that ever heard my band, in the like 8 years we were together with all the touring we did. Like we reach more people just talking into the radio. And, the same thing on the internet. I mean, you can make a YouTube. I have YouTube videos that have 300,000 views. I don't think 300,000 people ever heard that band. There's no way. you know, probably 100,000 people total all together in the 8 years
we're together. Are they hearing it now?
Hopefully. All right, man. We'll be back for hour two of the Freedom Fiends after this trip to the market. Worms.
This show survives on donations from fiends like you. We put that money back into our show and Liberty Outreach and donate most our ad space to Liberty organizations that make a difference. We're also a teaching hospital, educating the next generation of Liberty talkers on the skills needed to keep the radio flame of truth burning into the future. Put your money where your heart is and make a donation of any amount to the Freedom Fiends. Please go to freedomfiends.com and click on the spinning coin on any post.
This is the Freedom Fiends, broadcasting through libertarian reindoctrination centers, low orbit ion cannon, high atop Financial Beast Plaza on the artificial satellite LibPair 2017 in the Alpha Centauri region. You know, Randy England, I need to look up how to view the stars in Alpha Centauri and see if I can do it with the naked eye, or if I can't, get a telescope so I can do it, so I can watch for our alien overlords who are going to come liberate the libertarians of the Earth in 3 years, because we've been broadcasting into space for about a year and a half, and a little less than 3 years it'll be. Well, it depends how long it'll take them to respond and get here. But, you know, radio waves travel at the speed of light, and Alpha Centauri is a region with some stars that has the closest possibly habitable planet other than Earth. And we're hoping that they will hear the Freedom Fiends' first broadcasts from a year and a half ago and say in 3 years and say, man, we've been listening to this planet for 100 years. We didn't know there was intelligent life here. There is. We'll go help them and allow us to either move to their planet or give us the state blocking technology we need to thrive here. What do you think, Randy?
I hope they're not statists.
I hope they're not statists. Yeah. But you know, that's always the theory. People have these like savior theories about alien intelligence, that it's not only going to be more advanced than humans, but also not just vaporize you and steal your water or gold or Bitcoin or something.
Yeah, I'm thinking that when they show up here, they're Columbus and we're the Indians.
And that didn't end well. Yeah.
No.
And they'll celebrate it every year for hundreds of years. Yeah.
Because we showed them how to plant corn and they had a Thanksgiving day.
Well, way to wet my blanket, because I've been hoping that forever, and you're speaking reasonably, and I don't like that. I have fantastical ideas about what's going to happen in the near future.
You could be right. Yeah, but just go so, with man. That.
Well, I've been welcoming them on the radio for a year and a half, so they are welcome to come do things for me.
I don't know if they'll come looking for you or you'll be the only one they spare.
Well, in my fantasy, in my telling of it, they spare me and then give me the power to decide who gets spared.
It's good being the king.
It is good to be king. You know what that's from, right?
Monty Python?
No, it's from Mel Brooks' History of the World or something. Yes. Yeah, it's kind of like the Monty Python History of the World.
Close.
I forget what it's called, but it's basically a king just going around being really inappropriate to women. Yeah, and he's saying, it's good to be the king. All right, so we wanted to talk about some Christmas specials that are coming up here of the free market. Why don't you bring us into this mind-boggling thing we discovered?
Well, the Washington Post had an article yesterday talking about Black Friday and now Cyber Monday, which was this Monday, and how that's gotten more popular. And they're talking about how it spilled over into
Cyber Week. Yeah.
The dark web.
Oh, yeah.
And so that if you fire up
Tor. Well, what is the dark web, for those who don't know?
Well, the dark web are places on the internet that, first of all, you can't find
easily,
unless you... Yeah. unless you have the right setup.
You're not going to stumble across them, put it that way.
No, you're not. The easiest way to get to them is to just download the Tor browser and fire that up. And then when you put in your addresses for the sites that you can find, anybody that wants to get there can get there, but they'll have to dig a little first and then they'll be fine.
We're basically talking about online drug markets, which are a thing. They're often called the Silk Road. I think they're up to Silk Road 3.0 now. I think 1.0 and 2.0 got busted by the FBI, but it's pretty hard to find these people. And the people running these sites are not selling drugs. It's kind of like they're running an eBay for drugs, or it's more like Amazon, because eBay you have to bid. And I think I don't think there's bidding necessarily on this. I've never seen it. I've seen screenshots of it.
Well, on Black Friday and Cyber Monday, it said, while you were buying 2-for-1 holiday sweaters, some dude was scoring 2-for-1 holiday meth.
And we're not encouraging anyone to break the law. We are just pointing out that all laws can be broken, and they can be the breaking of them can now be automated in ways that most people get away with it. And I'm all for that, because when it's not real crimes, there are some things on here that I don't approve of, like, you know, selling hacked bank accounts and things like that. But, you know, selling drugs or selling weapons, there's nothing wrong with that, man. That's just peaceful property.
Yeah, they're selling some psychedelic drugs, and
that I've never heard of, which shows you how long it's been since I've taken drugs.
Yeah. Well, I had to look it up too, and I still can't pronounce it, so I don't know. You can get Viagra. Now, I don't know if it's a good price or not. It was $40 for a bottle of 60 pills.
That's a really good price.
Okay. Well, there we go.
I don't need that stuff. I mean,
I wouldn't know.
You could actually bottle me and sell it, but I have heard of it selling I think it's like five. I think it's like $5 or $10 a pill. Generally, I think this is below market cost, but who knows?
So it seems to be. Then there's a special on Black Friday, special 1 ounce of Bubba Kush top shelf.
I guess that's marijuana. See, the thing, this kind of reminds me of, because I've been completely clean and sober for 20 years. And I remember when I first got into AA, I was, there was a guy who came in a little bit after me, and he was complaining about the wrong things. He was new to AA, and he was like, they just came out with something called Zima. I'll never get to try Zima. And I was like, yeah, you're not missing anything. But, yeah, so this is kind of like, I mean, some of these psychedelics, like, I'll never get to try MIOA-263, or what is it called? What's it called, Randy?
What you said there.
No,
Bubba Kush?
No, I know, I'll never get to try Bubba Kush either, but yeah, all this designer pot that's come out. But what's the psychedelic that's like LSD, but it's a designer drug? I've never heard of this.
Oh, that one, it's 25-INBOME.
Man, if anything is calling out for a street name, that's it, because I couldn't even say that now that you just said it.
25-INBOME. It says it's a psychedelic drug, often mistaken for LSD. Blotters are a means for users to get it into their skin.
Into their skin or their system?
It says skin.
Blotters are usually oral. Blotters are, you know, they put LSD on little squares of blotter paper.
It doesn't say here whether the guy that wrote the article is an idiot or knows what he's talking about, so I couldn't tell.
Yeah, I think he's an idiot.
I'm going to presume that I'm the idiot until I find out different, because I don't know how that's done. But yeah, and Bubba, here's you can get special on liquid mushrooms. The special there is 5 for the price of 4. And then they said the usual deal is buy 10, get 1 free. Wow, you know, makes you almost, I don't even care what it is, I got to buy it. It's such a good deal.
Here's the interesting thing, though. Holiday deals for illicit drugs is a new thing, as far as I know. Like, back when I was doing drugs, they'd never give you a discount because it was Christmas, man. They'd be like, you know, just standing out there selling to the cold, shivering junkies. I wasn't doing psychedelics. I was doing hard drugs. But Yeah, man, they never, you know, it's not, and even like when you were buying every day from, you know, buying heroin every day from the Chiva dealer who delivered, they did deliver. It's like ordering pizza, but they'd never say, oh, here's your Christmas bonus. You know, they'd take your 25 or 50 bucks a day for every day of the year and still charge you on Christmas. So it seems like the black market, now that it's a little safer and you don't have to slink around in alleys and get guns pulled on you, you know, now that it's done over the black net, the dark net, and, you know, delivered by mail or UPS or FedEx, it seems like they're getting more like the above ground market, you know, offering Christmas specials and having marketing too. Like, that was the thing, like drugs never really needed marketing when they were in the black market, because you took what you could get. You know, you like, oh, you have the drug I want, I'll take this much worth. And, you know, you had to take what you can get. But some of these have like pictures, like zany, like a scientist holding a test tube and things like that. You know, it's more like the Sunday Penny Saver or something in your newspaper.
Yeah, here's another one for you, Michael. Barclays Bank Statement Template.
Yeah, I'm not down with that, man.
Well, yeah, but I mean, do you want to buy a template? It says, create you own documents.
You own documents.
This sounds like a Nigerian scam or something. I mean, do you really want an idiot who can't spell
writing the word your documents?
Yeah, writing your and also talking about DIY. See, I got it right. DIY. I mean, if you can't dummy up your own without a template, then maybe you should not try.
You should not try bank
crooked stuff.
Bank,
you know?
Fraud. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the dumbest people are committing the forgeries out there.
Yeah, I'm not down with that. That's real crime, man. There's a victim there. There's not a victim with
well, here's another. Here's one. Is there a victim here? Christmas is early. $100, and it looks like they're selling cash for $20,000. I assume that means give us $100 and we'll give you $20,000 in money.
In counterfeit money, maybe?
Yeah, it says, this seller claims to be offering newly hacked business accounts.
Yeah, there's absolutely victims there.
Yeah, I would.
That
I would,
ain't
if
cool.
I ordered that, it would come back. It'd probably be my account. You know.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Oh, and well, here's one. $5 potent Christmas party cookies. And they're same potency as our regular cookies, but decorated, you know, for your Christmas party.
Huh? Like, well, what are they potent with? You didn't tell me.
Oh, well, you know, some of this isn't quite as clear.
I mean, I'm
as,
assuming they're pot cookies, but are
yeah,
they?
But I don't see like any grass hanging out of them or anything.
grass. You're old. You call it grass, man. That's funny.
No, I meant something that looked like.
Oh, okay.
Grass hanging out of it. They just look like cookies with sprinkles on top.
Oh, yeah.
Green and red sprinkles.
Well, a lot of people who cook, I know about edible marijuanas because I did that documentary Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom, which you can get at gunsandweed.com. And I don't do the weeds. I don't smoke the grass, but I am all in favor of it being not only like decriminalized, not only legal, but just like there shouldn't even be laws about it, you know, because then they can regulate it. But I visited a place that makes that stuff. And what they often do is they cook it into butter and then use the butter, you know, they strain the grassy part of it out. So it's just the essence.
Hey, they make it on every street corner in Colorado.
Cool, man.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
Hey, this is Nathan Explosion from Death Clock, and you're listening to Freedom Fiends on the radio worms.
Creamy radio audio. Want caviar sound on a cat food budget? Creamy Radio Audio by the Freedom Fiends has great free tips so you can sound like a pro without spending like one. The most powerful form of human communication is one person speaking to another. But if people have to suffer through your sound, they'll change the channel and miss your message. With articles on microphones, preamps, recorders, mastering, recording remotely over the internet, doing a podcast, even getting a show on actual radio, the Freedom Fiends show you what they use and where to get it. Whether you're a talk show host, voiceover artist, podcaster, evangelist, or just want to record your loved ones for the ages, at Creamy Radio Audio, the Freedom Fiends will help you make the most of your sound. Creamy Radio Audio will help you speak to the world with sound that will make people want to keep listening. Check out creamyradioaudio.com. That's creamyradioaudio.com.
This is the Freedom Fiends. It's the radio show where we have one-to-one discussions like we'd have on the telephone, but broadcast them. So, yeah, Randy, the button design I sent you to answer your question, it's going to be, no, it's not going to be in the normal Freedom Fiends button pack. It's going to be for the people who donated to Fiend Phone.
Oh, well, I think it's great for that.
Yeah, yeah, it's for special people, not the general public. It's cooler than that. All right, so we're going to go back to we were talking about drugs and the dopes and the Silk Roads and the grass, people smoking the grass and eating the grass cookies and the cookie butter and the marijuana butter. And I guess what we're leading into here is the idea of libertarian morality. Because, you know, we say things that we don't think are that wacky, and people who don't understand real morality, libertarian morality, kind of think it's wacky. They're like, wait, they're talking about drugs. What are these hippies? But, you know, basically the thing is, if there's no victim, there's no crime. That's how it should be. And if you disagree with that, but you want rights for your thing that you like if you're like, I want my guns to not be taken away by the government, you gotta, you know, it's the thing of like, you know, When there's that famous saying, you know, I may not agree with you, sir, but I will fight to the death for your right to say it. You know, that's true free speech. And you got to have the same thing with rights where there's not a victim. You know, if you think you should be able to carry a gun without a permit, you know, without the government knowing the serial number on your gun, which is how it should be, you can't be cheering when the cops kick in the door or the people selling the blocks of weed down the street. And, you know, you probably could complain. You could, you know, you're like, well, there's a quality of life issue because there's cars coming in and out of that house 24/7 and they play their stereos and wake me up. Well, you know what? If drugs were legal, they'd be at Walmart. They wouldn't be coming to your block. They'd be going to Walmart to get them. So
at the pharmacy.
Yeah, man. So you don't need to like cheer the police when they kick some hippie's head in. Speaking of hippies, I've been and that's really like that's how you get rid of the government. You get enough people, you don't have to shoot at them. And that's not going to do it. They got drones, man. You don't, you don't petition the government with prayer. You don't stand in the street and wave the flag of your captors and say, we're going to vote harder if you don't do what we say. That's not going to work. I don't really have the answer, but I know what the answers are not. And that's a good direction towards finding the answers. You know, kind of like I would say where I'm at with it is I'm a doctor at the point after they figured out that, you know, bad humors don't cause disease and evil spirits don't cause disease. And before they discovered penicillin, I think that's where we're at right now. And, you know, basically withdrawing your consent as much as you can, using Bitcoin, using the gray market, trading things with friends rather than doing things, you know, letting the government have a cut of every single transaction or conversation you have, using encryption, having conversations. I like using encryption when I'm talking about the weather. You know, I don't just use it if I'm talking about something secret. I use it when I'm talking about the weather. And we have a really good tutorial on the Freedom Fiends blog. If you go on Freedom Fiends blog and search the word pigeon, P-I-D-G-I-N, which is not how the bird is spelled. It's like pigeon English. We'll tell you how to install that so you can chat with your friends without the government reading it. And, you know, you just kind of withdraw your consent. I don't think that's like a magic wand that's going to make the government go away tomorrow. But I think if enough people do that, it's going to lead to a kind of mindset where people can come up with the things. Because, you know, you're standing on the shoulders of giants. People have already made a lot of these inroads. But, you know, if you're sitting around going, well, you got to get back to the Constitution. Like, you know, no, man, read that thing. Read other than the Bill of Rights. The whole thing is designed to enslave you. It was written by lawyers and the founding lawyers, and they weren't all good guys. What do you think, Randy?
Well, I agree with that. I think, you know what I hope will happen, and I think it will happen one of these days, that is encrypting email will become so easy that everyone will do it. I would encrypt everything that I do, except no one who I correspond with can deal with it,
yeah.
So I don't do it.
I used to use encrypted mail, but I don't use it anymore because since I do a radio show that's kind of weird, really weird people send me things encrypted that I don't want to read or know about. So I stopped having a publicly available PGP key, and now I just use Pigeon, and I only use it with people I know, you know, so I'm not going to get some like weird person telling me their plans that I don't want to hear.
Do they send you their plans in the open then, or do they not send them at all?
The rare occasion that kind of thing happens, I just literally block the person. I don't even write them back and say, I don't want to talk about that, man. I just block the person. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear some sick and twisted plan. And it's probably, you know, chances are it's an FBI agent anyway. They do that all the time, or government agents do that to try to entrap people.
Well, if we encrypt everything, it'll make it impossible for them to read it. And they won't even have an interest in it if everything is encrypted.
That's part of the way there, man. Yep. We're going to talk more about libertarian morality when we come back. That was just the intro. We're going to talk about the article when we get back.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone-proof.
Admit it. You hate shopping for Christmas. You do. It's a hassle coupled with a burden, mechanically checking off friends, relatives, and coworkers from your list. You're probably not even religious, but if you are, is buying your cousin some little made-in-China piece of plastic really celebrating the birth of your savior? This holiday season, why buy gifts for friends and relatives? Most of them are status anyway. You should send that money to the Freedom Fiends instead. The Freedom Fiends will use your money to help spread education of horizontal liberation throughout the world. If you want to help provide inoculation from indoctrination, go to freedomfiends.com and click on the spinning coin on any post to send your money to the Fiends instead. Because buying crap for unappreciative statist relatives won't get your name on the golden floppy disk of redemption. And if you must shop for Christmas, please do it through the Freedom Fiends Amazon link over on the right side of freedomfiends.com. It won't cost you anything extra, and Amazon will save you the danger of holiday drive-by stabbings at your local mall. Amazon pretty much sells everything you can buy on this earth, except for guns and weed. But they do sell the DVD Guns and Weed: The Road to Freedom, so get that for your gun-hating stoner brother or neocon gun nut dad. They'll thank you for it. That's freedomfiends.com.
Freedom Fiends. You know, doing talk radio is so weird because you got this clock, this automated atomic clock punching you in the face four times an hour. Randy was telling me this heart-wrenching story, like, you know, about a family member, and it was sad, and all of a sudden I'm like, all right, 2 seconds, and I just muted him. Isn't that horrible, Randy?
Am I back now?
You're back. Yeah, you're back. Okay. I was just talking about how, yeah. So
you're better at watching the show clock. So just slap me when I'm.
Well, I'm trying to teach everyone to do it. This is a teaching hospital here. So we're talking about libertarian morality and how you shouldn't endorse the state doing anything they do, but especially the horrible things they do, even if they do them to people you don't know and you don't like. You know, I got a neighbor that's kind of noisy. You know, he's not my next door neighbor. He's, you know, a few doors down. He's kind of noisy. And I think he's a party person. And I don't like that he's noisy, but I would never call the cops about it. And his house got raided. You know, I think it was a drug thing. They came with, you know, gooned out dudes with rifles one day in the afternoon and, you know, dragged him out of his house and took him away. He's back. He lives there. You know, I don't know what they did to him, but he's not in prison. And I did not cheer. I was not like, oh, cool, that guy's getting punished. No, I was upset, man. I don't want goons pointing guns on my street, kicking
indoors.
Is he
still noisy?
Yeah. he's not very smart, whatever he's doing. If he's, put it this way, if you are somebody that does things that gets your house raided and you're loud and annoying the neighbors, you're pretty stupid.
Yeah, take a low profile if you're.
Yeah, I'll tell you. You know, I've lived next door to a few different drug dealers. I don't think this guy's a dealer. I think he's a, you know, party guy or something. But I have lived in some not great neighborhoods, which is where drug dealers generally live. And I've lived on the same block with people. I lived above a crack house. It was a barbershop in San Francisco. I lived above it, and I've lived down the street from somebody that was, you know, there were constantly cars in and out on in front of his house. You can tell when people pull up and they spend 3 minutes visiting somebody, and it happens all day and all night. You know, they're dealing drugs. Both of these people, like, all the cars that would pull up to them would be like blasting music. You know, with the crack house, it was hip hop. With the pot dealer or whatever, it was rock and roll. I'll tell you this. If I were a drug dealer, I would have a rule. And the rule would be, you cut your stereo two blocks before you get to my house and when you're leaving my house, or you're cut off.
Or send them to go and watch that video, Chris Rock's video, how not to get beaten up by the cops.
Yeah, that's pretty funny, man. And there's actually some good advice in there.
It's a riot.
Yeah. So you want to talk about this article about libertarian morality. Free Talk Live brought this up briefly the other day, but it was like the last segment. We're going to give it 2 segments. So tell us what you got there, counselor.
Well, we're talking about the article's called The Largest Study Ever of Libertarian Psychology, and this website called yourmorals.org, which I think I've seen before, but I've never participated in any of their surveys, allows people to come in and do these surveys. And in this one, they took self-identified libertarians, conservatives, liberals, and then had you answer these questions and put it all together to decide how people's attitudes and emotions and morals and that differed depending on where you were in the political spectrum. And they claimed to be, you know, setting libertarians apart so that they didn't do this stupid comparison thing of saying that like they were like halfway between liberals and conservatives, which is crazy. You know, I mean, it has nothing to do with libertarianism. To be halfway between those two would be to be probably worse than those two, I guess. But in the project, they came up with a bunch of findings that, you know, about how liberals are different. Liberals and conservatives are different from libertarians. And they also kind of drew some conclusions on these different things. The first thing that they were measuring was the moral values of libertarians. It says libertarians match liberals in placing a relatively low value on moral foundations of loyalty, authority, and sanctity.
Huh.
And right away, you know, they lose me because I don't believe that. And they say that, but they, apparently they have, you know, facts. People, you know, I mean, maybe I guess if you don't agree with it, then you're not a typical libertarian. And I'm okay with that.
Is there a typical libertarian, though?
Well, you know, I don't know that there is. I mean, I'll be out and, you know, with some friends talking, and somebody will come up and talk a little bit, and turns out they're telling me that they're a libertarian. And then I find out that what they really want is to have pot legalized.
Yeah. They're Republicans who want to smoke pot.
Yeah, and I ask them some other questions. I go, you're not a libertarian. You're just a pothead. You know, it's not what you – it's not thinking – if you have low morals on some issue, and so you think, well, then that issue, whatever that thing that I have conventionally lower standards on should be legal, that doesn't make you a libertarian. In fact, if what makes you a libertarian – is if you disapprove of something and still say, but I'm not going to make it a crime. That's your business, not mine.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go any further than not advise it. Drug use is a good example. I don't approve of that. I've seen so many people ruin their lives with that. I don't approve of it in any way, but it's a vice. It's not a crime and shouldn't be treated that way. So I don't know that we lack, you know, well, authority, I mean, government authority, oh, yeah, big time. But that's kind of like, who are you? All of us are happy to follow authority of someone or some institution that we respect and have submitted ourselves to, you know, like the boss at work or you know, the committee that you're working on trying to do some big project, and you say, hey, show me what I need to do, and you go do it. And that's authority, I think.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of earned authority, and it's authority that you've agreed to. But I wonder, you know, how well the thing played into that. It goes on. Let's see. It says libertarians join conservatives in scoring lower than liberals on the care and fairness foundations, issues of caring about other people and being fair, which liberals apparently are really, really big on. And I guess we libertarians are not as good on that. What do you think?
I mean, there's kind of a misnomer with that. A lot of people think that libertarians are mean and selfish. But what it generally comes down to is we don't want to have our money stolen or other people's money stolen to do the benevolent work that liberals and sometimes conservatives want to do. And those people, liberals and conservatives, tend to not want to hear it when you tell them how things could be done in the free market. And, you know, conservatives often have, you know, they say they're fiscally conservative, but they want a strong military. A lot of them want to bomb the Middle East back to the Stone Age. You know, they don't want their money taken to pay for birth control for somebody, but they don't mind their money being taken to be given to farm subsidies or whatever the pet project is. Yeah, I don't want to pay for anyone's birth control, but I'm not going to call someone names for using birth control, and I don't want children to starve. But I think the system we have set up now of, you know, a welfare state, both on the personal level and the corporate level and, you know, the farm subsidies level, I think that that is completely immoral. I know that that's completely immoral, and it's unsustainable. But the thing is, liberals especially and conservatives sometimes will really argue when you talk about getting rid of it. And I don't really see a way to get rid of it other than just it's going to fail, you know? But I would definitely be willing, if the state were willing to do this, I'd definitely be willing to like strip the government down overnight to 10% of what it is. And then, you know, have a 3 to 5 year period of, you know, still giving money to people who are actually starving and actually have children and are actually elderly and can't work. I'd be willing to taper that off. I wouldn't do that overnight. I'm not mean. You know, but I don't see that happening. I see it more like systematic collapse to where, I don't know, man. It seems like more people are upset and think there's something wrong than there ever been all over the world. Whether they are, you know, all libertarians know something's wrong. And, you know, all Democrats think something's wrong and all Republicans think something's wrong. But the Democrats and the Republicans think that what's wrong is that their guy isn't in office being the king. And, it's kind of funny because both of those sides talk about their love of democracy and their love of America. But that is democracy. Democracy is, you know, both sides fighting over where to put the stolen money and which way to point the guns at people.
Each side wants to hold the whip.
Yeah.
And apply it to the other's back.
Yeah.
Hey, this article, it goes on, you know, it says that libertarians are not just somewhere in the middle between the two.
That's a misnomer. A lot of people think that. Like, you know, I actually used to describe when people say, what's a libertarian? I'm like, well, it's like the best of both worlds of being a Democrat and a Republican. And nothing could be further from the truth. It's inaccurate. I mean, like, that's kind of a, like, if you're only thinking of it on a two-sided continuum, left to right, you know, without the other axes or the whole sphere around it. Yeah, I mean, like, you know, libertarians tend to be in favor of legalizing drugs, and they're in favor of, you know, not having to register your weapons, which sounds like the best of both worlds of the left and the right. But it's far more than that. It's like we want to get rid of the whole system of left and right. We don't want to do it with a violent revolution. We basically, like, I think what's going to happen is it's going to be like Nima Vedati said, it's going to be like MySpace. You know, it has 300 million users and none of them have logged in 5 years. That's going to be the government pretty soon.
That would be wonderful. Yeah, they do point out, they say libertarians really do put liberty above all other values. How's that stand for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think a good example of that in action would be me being upset when the neighbor I don't like because he's rude and loud gets busted. You know, like if you don't put liberty above everything else, when your neighbor who's never really harmed you but has had some loud parties and is generally, you know, having people coming and going who are loud, you know, when that guy gets arrested, someone who doesn't put liberty above everything would be cheering secretly to themselves. But I did not, man. I didn't like it.
if you put liberty above everything, you would be cheering?
No. No, no. The opposite.
The opposite?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I put liberty above everything else, and my proof of it in action is that I was upset when the noisy neighbor got busted for something at gunpoint.
You weren't happy to use the state to get him.
No, I didn't use the state, but somebody used the state for something for him, and I did not cheer.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts.
Having outgrown childish libertarian fantasies, I now believe in worms! What is Libertarians Against Humanity? It's the only unofficial Cards Against Humanity expansion pack by libertarians, for libertarians, and against libertarians. Libertarians Against Humanity is free to play online, or join the Indiegogo campaign to get physical copies and other perks to play with friends or status you haven't defued yet. Because if we don't laugh, the status win.
Not recommended for faint heart, thin skins, or those who easily rustle jimmies. Consult a physician if you experience blood pressure or laughter lasts longer than 4 hours.
That's LibertariansAgainstHumanity.com.
Give me a Wampus Cat. Wampus Cat.
Why? We're still here.
That sounds like a wind-up toy, but it's something on your phone, isn't it?
That's an actual Wampus Cat.
Was that like 99 cents on the Wampus Cat store or something?
I paid a lot less than that for it.
Was it free? How'd you do that?
I don't know. I just found it somewhere.
Cool. All right. So you want to give us a redemption in the third act here. What do you got, brother man?
Well, you know, we talking about the libertarians and their morals, that the highest moral that we have is liberty, and that we give the highest value is liberty, I guess. I think the study is saying that we give a pretty low value to morals in general. And I have a little bit of a problem with that because I think that most libertarians are moral. They have views. They won't be the same views. Some people think that this is something that you should not do. Isn't that what a moral, you know, means? And we disagree, but we also agree that there's a distinction between bad morals, what you might call a vice. So some people think that gambling or drunkenness or prostitution or using drugs is wrong and you shouldn't do it. You may even think, not only should I not do it, I don't think anybody should do it. Okay, I just totally disapprove of it, but I still think it's what some people would maybe call a vice rather than a crime and shouldn't be dealt with by a prohibition from the state. And I think we make distinctions between vice and crime, but I don't think that we don't have those. I mean, we don't still have things that we think are right and things that are wrong. Every libertarian I know has a moral code and thinks that, you know, some things are right and some things are wrong, even if they're not directly trespassing on their neighbor or hurting another one directly. You still say, boy, I sure wish he didn't drink so much. And I don't see anything wrong with that as long as you're not going to bring the state down on top of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. The another thing that I have a little bit of a problem with it is to say that we put liberty as the foremost thing. Like it's me, like I'm like an atom, you know, a molecule all by myself bouncing around and the whole world is just me and all I care about. I mean, that there are people, I suppose, that sound that way. I know kind of the, you know, the Ayn Rand side of these things. Not that these people are necessarily selfish, but they often sound that way and get characterized that way. And surely there are people that are that totally pointed inward and selfish. But the flip side of liberty for you is, you know, kind of the golden rule that you don't do to others what you don't want done to yourself. I mean, that's a flip side of the golden rule.
Yeah.
And that's a, like every you know, that comes from the teachings of Jesus and also from the Old Testament. And it's doing to other people what you want done to you. It isn't necessarily leave me alone. It's like, hey, leave that guy alone. You know, what do you think you're doing?
Yeah, I would say that the non-aggression principle is basically the golden rule, but also not violating the golden rule by proxy, which is what you do when you're voting or, you know, cheering for the guy getting busted who didn't really do a crime. You're violating the golden rule because you're encouraging someone else to do it.
Yeah, you don't make a morally evil act like theft better by having somebody else do to it. All you do is compound your theft with cowardice by having someone to do it for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, that's the essence of government. You know, when you were saying earlier, there's some things government does that you could agree with and some, you know, that you don't like. I mean, I like it when I have a road to ride on. I mean, I probably could do it cheaper if I didn't have to do it through the government.
You know who'd build the roads without the government?
I would.
They're already built.
Yeah, they are
already built, man.
But they're still stealing every dime to do any of the good deeds that they do.
Yeah, that's so square, man. Well, thank you, counselor. Thank you, Randy England from randyengland.com. It's been a good show.
Hey, you also should give out my webpage.
What is it?
Freeisbeautiful.net.
Cool, man.
Yeah, thanks.
Yep, freeisbeautiful.net.
That's me.
Worms.
Good night, worms.
Good night, y'all.